Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin. Joining me is Dr. Annette Weber, a senior fellow and Sudan expert at the German Institute for International and Security Affairs. Dr. Weber, what are the conflicts among the various protest and opposition groups, the civilians? You have various political parties who had been in the so-called opposition. But among the protesters, you have city dwellers, rural people, Darfurians, tribes. Can they come together?
Well, that's a very, very good and essential question. I mean, what we've seen in the last couple of weeks was there is a possibility for compromise. So people did compromise to get to where they are right now. However, what we haven't seen and what we don't know and where there is hardly any practice in Sudan is how to keep the very, very different civilian groups, as you already mentioned them, you know, ranging from the old political parties such as the Ummah, the DUP, the Communist Party, to, let's say, the protesters, the students, the workers' unions, the professional syndicates, and also the Islamists. So, of course, their understanding will be hugely diverse when it comes to decisions on, you know, the economy, on foreign policy, on domestic policies, on rights. So this will definitely be a debate that hopefully can be engaged in with as much inclusive formats as possible. You know, engagement in terms of, for example, the constitutional process needs to have all these voices present, because otherwise you will have, you know, those who feel left behind who will just engage against that transition right now. If that will happen and if that will go well, we really don't know. I think for right now, the shock of getting rid of President Bashir and, of course, the attacks on the camps, on the protest camps, is still very deep. And I think right now the interest of the civilians is to really get the transition going and to make it work. But it will be a very, very rocky road for all of these, you know, groups with their totally different aspirations, totally different political ideas to come together. However, what I think, if they agree that, you know, the constitution and the economy is basically the main issue that they need to concentrate on, I think it could work. If they fall back into identity politics, where everybody is just trying to secure the maximum of their interest, then I don't see the 3 years to be successful.
You are listening to Dr. Annette Weber, a senior fellow and Sudan expert at the German Institute for International and Security Affairs. Final question. Let's say they all come together. The army side comes together. The civilian side comes together. And they all come together. Are there any wolves outside Sudan that are waiting to pounce on it as a country?
Well, that's the question. And I think this is going to be the question in terms of, you know, which side, where it's going. Because what we do know, of course, is that, let's say, the Gulf states have a huge interest in the stability, as they call it. And they would see the stability rather with, you know, with the army rather than with Democrats or with those who came from the protest camps, because that's sending a message to their own people and population, saying, well, it's possible, you know, it's possible to topple an authoritarian regime and to have a transformation into democracy. So those countries, and not just in the Gulf states, also neighboring countries who have authoritarian rules, have the least interest in the transition to be successful. However, on the other hand, of course, the interest of those who do spend money on Sudan, who do have investments in Sudan, is that, you know, the transition will work, because they cannot afford, like the Chinese and others, they cannot afford Sudan to be disrupted in their economy again and not deliver. And, you know, for example, the oil could not run an economic transition or transformation wouldn't start. That would not be in the interest of China. That would not be in the interest also of some of the Gulf states, who do have an interest in having investments in the agricultural schemes in Sudan. So it's basically both. But I wouldn't say that there is one country that is really waiting for this to fail. But for some, too much democracy wouldn't be in their interest for others, you know, for the African Union and for the European Union. I think not enough democracy would also not be in their interest. So I think what we've heard right in the beginning from the African Union, you know, to make a very strong statement saying we expect a civilian-led government, that does show that, you know, if the army would just take over in the course of the next 3 years, that would not be allowed or going through or being green-lighted by the African Union. And I'm very sure that the U.S. as well as the EU and the member states would object to a military rule in Sudan. So you have that split. But I think everybody agrees that without a stability that is, or without the beginning of having a transition right now, nobody's interest is served.
Dr. Annette Weber, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin.